From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Donald Trump is beginning his first full day on the job Saturday as the new U.S. president, following a day of inaugural festivities that lasted late into the night. Mr. Trump and his wife, Melania, attended a number of balls where he spoke to those attending.
We're not playing games. The work begins. I want to thank everybody. We love you. We're going to be working for you, and we're going to be producing results. Thank you, everybody. Have a great night. Thank you. Thank you.
While Mr. Trump was being inaugurated Friday, anti-Trump demonstrators took to the streets of Washington and other U.S. cities, as well as in other countries. About 200,000 people are expected to participate today in Washington for the Women's March, organized after Mr. Trump won the election. An organizer for the Women's March talked to VOA about the significance of the timing of today's event.
On the first day after the president is inaugurated, I think that sends a strong, bold message of radical resistance. But we certainly will be releasing a document that has points of unity that does, you know, tell everyone what we're marching for. And so some of those issues, again, are some of the things that I talked about earlier, you know, looking at the intersectionality between women's rights, reproductive rights, criminal justice, LGBTQIA, as well as civil rights.
Women's March co-chairwoman Carmen Perez added that longtime rights activist Harry Belafonte is among the speakers scheduled to address today's march and rally here in Washington. And from here in Washington, this is VOA News. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson, during a visit to Myanmar today, responded to reporter questions about President Trump's America First stance and what effect that will have on any trade deals between London and Washington.
The new president has made it very clear that he wants to put Britain at the front of the line for a new trade deal. Obviously, that's extremely exciting and important. The crucial, and he's very keen to get it done as fast as possible, very optimistic that it can be done very soon. I think he said, you know, within a short period after the exit from the EU, and that's great.
Johnson is on a two-day visit to Myanmar, a former British colony. While there, he will meet with the country's leader, Aung San Suu Kyi. A powerful bomb ripped through a market area in northwest Pakistan today, killing at least 20 people and wounding more than 40 others. A spokesman for the anti-state Pakistan Taliban has claimed responsibility for what he said was a suicide attack to avenge killings of its jailed members in allegedly fake police encounters. Gambia's defeated leader, Yahya Jammeh, says he has decided to relinquish power after hours of talks with regional leaders and the threat of a regional military force to make him leave. Jammeh spoke early today on state television.
Since the beginning of this political impasse that our dear nation is going through, I promise before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the entire nation that all the issues we currently face will be resolved peacefully.
Jammeh did not give details on any deal that was struck, and it is not clear when Adama Barrow, who defeated Jammeh in last month's election, will return from neighboring Senegal to take power. Barrow was sworn into office while in Senegal. The Turkish parliament has approved a constitutional reform package that would strengthen the powers of the presidency and could keep President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in office until 2029. A national referendum for final approval of the bill will be held in several months. The ruling Justice and Development Party officials say the president needs to increase powers to counteract the growing security threats. A bus carrying schoolchildren crashed in northern Italy overnight and burst into flames, killing 16 of the young passengers. The bus was carrying students, mostly boys from Hungary, between the ages of 14 and 18, when it struck a pylon and caught fire on a motorway near Verona. At least 54 passengers, including adults accompanying the students and two drivers, were aboard. 39 of them were injured and taken to various hospitals in Verona. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.